Some would blame our current problems on I wish it were so simple.
And yet I kept asking
conspiracy can be rooted out and brought to justice.
This advice there is straightforward.
I convinced myself if I learned it by experience, I could better expose the label, the old working from the inside justification. When I shared this idea with a buddy, she gave me a perplexed look. Don't be ridiculous. Once you're in, you can never get out. You must decide for yourself before you get in any deeper. I understood, and what she said, right now. After I left, I strolled down Commonwealth Avenue, turned onto Gardner Street, and assured myself that I was the exception. One afternoon, some months later, Claudine and I sat in a window settee, watching the snowfall on the street. We're a small, exclusive club, she said. We're paid, welcome, to cheap countries around the globe. A large part of your job is to encourage world leaders to become part of a vast network that promotes U.S. commercial interests. In the end, those leaders become ensnared in a web of debt that insurers report. We can draw on them whenever we desire to satisfy our political, economic, or military needs. In turn, these leaders bolster their political positions by bringing industrial parks, power plants, and airports. Owners of U.S. engineering and construction companies become very wealthy. That afternoon, in the idyllic setting of Bunny Lane Park, relaxing in the window while the snow swirled around outside, I learned the history of the profession of men. Claudine described how, throughout most of history, empires were built largely through military
forces. All boardroom reports.
Civil War continues.